Hey, Becca, what's the best platform to sell an online course with?
The only answer is Kajabi. It's an all-in-one platform where you can host your course or your membership and your blog and your website and a podcast and your email all in one.
And even better, you can get a free 30-day trial of Kajabi to see why we love it so much.
See the links below or head to teachwellonline.com/Kajabi to get a 30-day free trial. And you can play around with your course, with your membership, and see all the tools it has to offer to grow your business.
If you want to teach well online, declare a position.
Hey, welcome to the Teach Well Online podcast, where our goal is to help you teach well so you can sell more. And today we are going into the letter D, which is all about declaring a position. If you have missed out on all the other previous letters, or you're just catching up to speed, we are actually walking through every single letter of the alphabet to tell you how you can show up and teach well online. And don't worry, you don't have to take notes every single episode because we know you are busy and multitasking while you're soaking this in. So we want to give you our cheat sheet, which includes key takeaways and action steps from every single episode, so you can just soak this all in and not worry about note-taking. Scroll below to get our podcast cheat sheet or head to teachwellonline.com/A to Z.
Okay, to start us off, let's play a little would you rather.
Let's do it.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you three questions. You know the drill. Mm-hmm. Answer them as we go. Okay, so you're going to go on a vacation.
Mm-hmm.
That's your goal.
Great.
Would you rather drive or fly?
Fly.
Fly. Okay. Would you rather warm or cold?
Warm.
Okay, so fly, warm. Would you rather water or mountains?
Water, for
sure. Water. Okay, so if you're going to go on a vacation, you would rather fly to a warm place with water. So let's use this vacation illustration as an example here. Okay. Mm-hmm. So there are so many types of vacations that we could go on, or anybody could go on.
Yeah.
But the type of vacation changes everything.
Yes.
If I were to take you to Iceland to sleep in the snow for a night,
that's
probably
not what I want. I just told you, I want to fly to a warm place with water.
You may actually not even call that a vacation at that point, right?
Right.
So today we're talking about teaching well online. You have to declare a position. And so let's talk a little bit about what a position is, similar to a vacation. A position is a single pathway to success. So when you're teaching, you have an outcome in mind. You want to teach your learners to go and do something. That's the outcome. But the thing is, there are many different ways to achieve pretty much any outcome.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Just like there are many types of vacations. Like you can go on a vacation and there are endless amounts of places that you can go, but you would prefer to fly to a warm place with water. That's a little bit more specific. That is a position that you have declared. And so you think about consultants and coaches. We can hire consultants and coaches to help us with life, with financial planning, with a service, things like that. They deal with many different pathways to reach an outcome.
Yeah.
I think about like a fitness instructor, right? If they come in, they're going to weigh you, measure you, examine your body type, and they're going to put a program together that works specific to you.
Correct. And they're going to personalize that pathway for you because that's the capacity in which you have decided to work with them. And again, when we're talking about teaching online, that's completely different.
It is different.
Completely different than hiring a personal trainer to go work with them.
Right. Teaching online, you want to teach one path to success, one single pathway to achieve an outcome.
And not only are you teaching that one singular path, you also need to make sure that that path is the clearest and quickest way to success. And recently, we shared a reel on Instagram. It got me frustrated because Instagram's captions have been messing up
lately. You are not letting that go.
No, Instagram, your captions are killing me. Okay, but we shared this reel that Chad had this light bulb moment about, like, oh my gosh, roller coasters and the fast pass line is exactly the perfect analogy to what we're talking about today.
Right. So if you think about a roller coaster, you go to an amusement park, go to Disney World, go to Universal. We live by King's Dominion, right? You go, you want to ride the roller coaster. That's your goal. You get in line to ride the coaster. That ride is just like the outcome of your course. You're teaching somebody to go and do something. We wait in line to ride the coaster. But that waiting in line is the education and the content that it takes in order to be able to enjoy the ride. would you rather wait in line for 1 to 3 hours in the general line in order to ride the ride? Or would you pay more money to get a fast track pass to be able to hop onto the ride quicker? Of course, we would pay more money. In fact, I read an article on this the other day. Like, this is a whole Disney industry now. Like, you can't just show up to Disney and ride rides. Like, people will plan the stuff out. And if you're listening to this, you may know better than I do. I'm of the old school days of Disney where
Chad grew up in like next door to Disney World and would just go whenever they felt like it.
I remember every year, every Christmas Eve, like our family tradition was to go eat breakfast at Disney World. Every Christmas Eve. Like that
and
was
now,
just the thing.
If you want to do that, you probably need to be planning that like a year in advance.
Right. But the example that we posted on the reel was that people will pay more money to be able to ride the ride quicker and faster, right?
Yes.
And that applies to teaching online. If you remember back to our general principles of teaching online, we said that teaching online requires a different kind of teaching because the internet is a different kind of classroom. That's one of the ways. When people come to learn online, they want to learn quick and clear, and they will pay you more money to do that.
Yes. So we kind of opened this segment on like, what does this mean? Like, what is a declarative position? And we said, if you're a coach or consultant or a service-based business and you have a lot of different options that you're working with your one-on-one people, that's awesome. But that's a different classroom than the online classroom.
Right.
And so if you're listening to this as someone who is not teaching online just yet, or maybe you are, but you're feeling like your message just isn't landing and it's not really going anywhere, your audience isn't growing, it's likely because you have taken the model from your AKA old classroom and to the internet, which is a completely different classroom, and you're trying to apply the same principles. And it's not going to work because you need to declare a position in order to teach well online.
So let's talk about why it's important to declare a position as a teacher, as the one that is teaching the lesson. The first reason is because positions sell. When you declare a position, it's your position that sells. People are really after your position. Couple of examples of this. Anyone can run for a political office, whether that's president, governor, mayor, anybody can run for political office. But what are people voting for? They're voting for your positions, your beliefs.
What platform, you're taking. Yeah.
Correct. There are many different ways to raise a chicken. But if you say, I am not going to put a chicken in a cage all day, I'm going to raise an organic free-range chicken because you believe that it provides a better meat and it's a better sustainable source of meat. That is your position. There are many styles of wedding photographers, but if you say, you know what? I believe that the sun is the source of natural light and I am a natural light wedding photographer. That is the only way to achieve that bright, airy, glowy look that I love and my clients love. That is your position. So you refuse artificial light and you are a natural light wedding photographer. That is a position. There are many types of good barbecue out there, but if you believe that the only way to get good barbecue is using natural wood instead of alternatives like charcoal that may put chemicals into your food, that is your position.
Now, have I had really good charcoal barbecue? Yes.
You mean the kind I used to make?
have I seen and loved really good dark, moody photography? Yes. Have I had chicken that wasn't free range organic? Yes. But what we're saying, these aren't your like necessarily life preferences. This is your decision that you have declared in your content and education, which when you do this, it's so helpful for you when you are developing an online course or a podcast, however you want to show up and teach online. This is going to help you when you declare your exact position on your platform, because your teaching actually becomes prescriptive, not descriptive. The reason why we came up with this letter for this episode is because we have seen so many business owners be way too broad in their course because they thought that when we provide 6 different ways for you to choose your path for success, then we will help people more because look at all the choices we're giving you. But you and I both know that what we really want, because we're fatigued, tired people, what we really want is to find the one person whose position we agree with and we resonate with, and you tell us exactly what to do.
it's this idea of trying to be everything to everybody. We get this idea in our head that we will sell more courses and we'll make more money if we can reach more people. And the only way to reach more people is to just put information out there that everybody agrees with.
Right. And if we put all of that, then we'll appeal to the masses, which guess what? Letter M is going to is coming. And letter M is talking about teaching to the masses. However, that's not the direction we're going with here. You actually will be better and you will impact more people's lives when you are very prescriptive and not descriptive.
An example is if I were to teach a course on how to start a podcast, the outcome is you want to start a really great podcast that people love to listen to and it sounds great. Now, there are many ways to do that. There are free hosting platforms. There are paid hosting platforms. There are hundreds, if not thousands, of different types of mics that you could purchase, and they're all going to sound a little bit different. There is so many variables going into a podcast. I will fail as a teacher if I just describe everything that is at their disposal. All the different mics that they could buy, all the different options that they have in a hosting platform, I would fail as a teacher because I am not guiding them to an outcome. I'm just describing information that they can go find on their own. I will succeed if I declare a position and I prescribe an outcome. Buy this mic, get this hosting platform, record with this software. That is how you're going to succeed.
And if you don't declare position, you're actually in danger of confusing people because they will not know what you believe. And everybody knows that you need to be on the internet someone who is very declarative and you stand for what you believe in. That's how really you're going to grow. That's how we are really developing our messaging here at TeachWell is like our big declarative statement is that you are tired of people telling you that you could make a lot of money with your online course. You could have a six-figure launch. You could do all these things if you follow our prescribed method of doing this. But guess what? We at TeachWell know none of that is actually going to be true if your content is not taught well. When you are known for something, when your business, when your brand is known for the position that you take, this can help you in so many ways. But we don't just want to sit here on the microphone and tell you, we actually brought in our very first guest. We know that while we have some information about building a brand, it's so awesome to bring in other voices and insights and wisdom to people who have lived this out. So we asked Davey Jones of Davey and Krista and Brands That Book Podcast to come talk to us about what a position can do in your brand and in your business. So Davey, how would you say when you are someone who has a really strong, like declarative position in your education, how is that going to impact your overall brand?
Yeah, I think that ultimately when you have a really strong position that you've declared and you've done that with clarity, it ultimately builds trust for you and your brand. You know, there's certain examples that come to mind. I think Dave Ramsey is one of those examples.
We have that in our notes. You know, yes.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, you know, he's one of my go-to when, especially when we're talking about positioning and branding, or I'm sorry, positioning and messaging, because, you know, if you mention Dave Ramsey to somebody who has just even a vague idea of who he is, everybody knows exactly what he is and what he stands for. And so if you listen to his radio show, for instance, you're going to hear the same things over and over and over and over again. And you're going to know right away, is he painting a picture of a life that, you know, I want or not? And you're going to get to hear through all of the guests that he has on his show, how his principles play out, you know, and it's the same principles every single time. So, you know, I'd say that ultimately it's a trust builder.
I love that you also mentioned that, like, he's saying the same thing over and over again, but also his radio show isn't dying. Like, it's growing, even though he's saying the same things over and over again. How do you think that happens?
Yeah, I think that, like, once you declare a position, being able to demonstrate to people that, you know, how that position works is ultimately what's going to help you build trust. You know, so for instance, again, just going back to the Dave Ramsey example, you know, everyone who calls into a show, he points to the same seven baby steps, you know, to get out of debt and get into financial freedom, you know, and would it be as compelling if for every person he called in, he told them something different to do? No, it'd be really confusing. And so I trust him because he points over and over and over again to those people who have followed his advice and has achieved success, right? So you know, once in a while people call in and they'll say, hey, I followed your steps and I got to, you know, I paid off my mortgage and now I'm debt free. And he has them do that debt free yell. You know, I trust him because he consistently reiterates his position over and over and over again. And it's very clear how you can use his steps to get results.
When we were talking about this episode and how declaring your position impacts everything, one of the things that Chad was saying is that like it gives you the roadmap to success, which is what you're saying. Like everyone really craves like an exact step-by-step process to have a winning outcome. And that's exactly what he does.
Yeah. And I think that like, you know, everybody knows that there are many ways to do things. You know, there are many ways to build a house. But when people are coming to learn something, right, they want to know, okay, what do I need to know to do this and to go do this well? And so it doesn't help them to say, okay, well, here are the 10 different ways that you can build a house. They just want to know, you know, how do I build this house? I think something that Chad has said in a previous episode that I think really resonates is that, you know, people aren't really coming to learn things from you. They're coming to learn how to do something, right? And so if you can deliver that, you know, that's the win that people are looking for.
Now, Dave Ramsey, he's great at what he teaches, but he also has his haters. He's got the people that don't necessarily agree with him, but he has leaned into his position. He has leaned into his beliefs. And I think that's rewarded him from a marketing perspective. Could you talk a little bit about how that kind of plays into marketing, right? Like you've got your position, so it could be a little provocative. You could have people that love it. You're going to have some people that hate it, but that's not necessarily a bad thing, right?
No, yeah. I actually think it's a pretty good thing. You know, I don't believe in being provocative just for the sake of being provocative. But when you've declared a strong position, there's going to be people who disagree with that position. You know, I found myself in sort of an analogous situation in the SEO world. You know, SEO is one of those really technical subjects. And if you put a bunch of SEOs in a room and started talking about a given subject, you probably get 10 very different, very polarizing views, right? And so, you know, one of the things that we do, or when we talk to people about SEO, you know, I don't care about SEO. You know, I've created an SEO course for people who don't want to deal with SEO, who don't care about SEO. You know, I care about what SEO gets us, right? So I haven't created an SEO course for, you know, other SEOs. I've created a SEO course for other people who want to learn how to optimize the content or make the most out of the content that they should be creating.
I think that that's such a good example because in SEO world, I've heard 20 different things, right? But each person kind of has their own statement of like, no, this is what you really should be working on, which can get confusing, but is really why when we're talking about, hey, declare your position and have your statement, sometimes what you say is going to attract some people and then it will repel some people, which is life. So that's okay.
And I think one of the things that it leads to as well is it really helps you define your audience. So a lot of business entrepreneur people, they talk about, right, you got to know your audience in order to build your brand, and it laser focuses it in. And so in terms of like defining your audience, I think about like if you run ads on Facebook, you've got that famous, like you type in your audience set of who you want to target to. And a lot of times it'll immediately pop up and say, that's too broad of a category. You need to niche it down. You need to focus it down. But declaring a position, knowing what you stand for, knowing what you're known for, can really help narrow your audience. Could you talk a little bit about that in terms of just as a teacher, if I'm writing a course, if I'm teaching a lesson, and I want to focus in on a specific group of people, and I want to teach to that group of people, the power behind that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that one of the most important questions that people are asking themselves, whether they realize it or not, during the purchasing decision is, can that really work for someone like me? And I think the end of that statement, right, or the end of that question rather, for someone like me is really the key part. You know, if you are, again, you know whether Dave Ramsey is for you or not within probably 5 minutes of listening to him, right? You know, I have friends who graduated from school with no debt. You know, one friend in particular I have in mind, he's in the world of finance and he's always been a really good saver. You know, guess what? He hasn't ever found Dave Ramsey very compelling. He's like, you know, who cares? Like this guy, like, you know, there's no rocket science here. Whereas like Chris and I, we graduated from school with a lot of student loan debt and trying to navigate that, especially early on in our marriage. And so hearing him again, talk to people who are in debt or thinking about taking more debt on and how he deals with that, you know, right away, we know that, you know, this is content for us. Same thing like, you know, sleep programs, for instance, there are millions of sleep programs. Will this one actually work for my kids in the situation we're in? There are a million fitness programs. Mm-hmm. Will this one actually work for my life as a dad with two kids and a relatively busy schedule? You know, I always point back to the fitness program, or I'm sorry, the fitness industry, right? Because in a lot of ways, it's, you know, among the most saturated of industries. But there are so many different ways to niche your program so that you're speaking to a specific group of people. You know, like I'm not interested in, you know, a bodybuilding, weightlifting program, right? But as a dad, I am interested in something that's going to keep me fit and healthy so that I can live a long life and spend time with my kids, right? And so, you know, if you're trying to sell a fitness program, for instance, and you're just trying to say, hey, this program gets you strong, it's like, you know, that's kind of for everybody and at the same time for nobody, right? Because it too broadly fits into people's goals. But if all of a sudden you're talking about, hey, you know, you're a dad of young kids, you have limited time, you can do this workout in 30 minutes, it's going to keep you in shape and it's going to make sure that you live a long, healthy life. All of a sudden, my ears are going to perk up because I know that program is for me.
That's one of the biggest fears. A lot of people that come into the online space wanting to teach, that's one of the biggest fears they have is like, well, everybody's saying it. There's already too much out there.
Too saturated.
And you said it so perfectly. When you declare a position, you're basically saying, this is going to be me. This is what I'm going to be living for. This is what I'm going to be teaching. And when you focus in on that and you put all of your effort and your collateral into that, that will reward you.
It will. And one of the things that we talk about is, it sounds weird to say like, why are we starting this whole podcast and the whole business on like teaching well? Because that doesn't seem like it's going to draw people in. But the reality is when you teach well, you will make more money. And that's what people are really interested in. And so when you are actually, like you said, having an offer that says, oh, I'll make you strong, or actually I'm going to give you all of these specific things that you are looking for, which one's going to make more money? The one that you're declaring your exact position on.
You know, it can be really helpful for people listening, especially if they feel like they're in a saturated market, especially if they feel maybe like they don't really have anything to offer. Chances are they got into this because they have helped a few people. Maybe it's family and friends at this point, and that's totally fine. Just thinking through those people that you have helped, all right, and who has got the most out of that and why, and start asking yourself, just start going through that process. And if you can talk to those people, that's great. And ask them, hey, why did you trust me with this? You know, like, why do you trust my information? Why did this help you so much? And I think all of a sudden you'll start to see exactly what sort of value you bring to people's lives. And I think that will start helping you mold your position.
All right, Davey, would you rather have St. Louis style or baby back ribs?
Baby back ribs.
Wet or dry rub?
Wet.
Carolina or Memphis barbecue?
Carolina.
There you go. Okay, so those were your positions. Those are like, if Davey wants barbecue, that's the position he's going to take. Thanks for doing
that. I'm going to have to disagree with you on the wet dry rub, by the way. I like a good dry rub, but that's okay.
Yeah, you know, I do like a good dry rub, but if I had my preference, it's definitely a wet rub. You know, I mean, one of the things, you know, if you ask me about steak, for instance, I have a lot of really strong opinions about steak. And so one of the things that I've done actually is I've created a content site called Steak Obsession.
I love it.
You can find this content site and it's all about steak. And the reason I created it was actually for the SEO course. I wanted a site where I could like demonstrate how to do some search engine optimization on a WordPress website. And what's funny, you know, is that now I'm ranking really well for like some of these like competitive keywords, you know, so I'm getting over 1,000 clicks from search, you know, every 28 days or so. And, you know, it's really interesting though, like the kind of content that I'm creating, like because it was just for fun, you know, I'm just sharing my opinion on things, you know? And so, but it's interesting how well it's been doing. And I wonder too, if I'd started it and I really wanted to make it like a real business, you know, quote unquote, if it would be as successful, you know, because I think the temptation always is to be like, well, I don't want to, you know, I don't want to get too specific, or I don't want to, you know, make anybody feel like this isn't for them.
Right.
Oh, I'm dying to see Krista put a mood board together for Steak Obsession. So let us know when that happens.
Yeah, we'll do. It's funny. It's nothing that I really share about because again, I use it for like demos, but it's been really interesting for very, very little work. I probably put 10 hours of work into the site, and just to see the traffic continually grow each month has been fun.
That's crazy. Amazing. So how can our listeners find more of your insights? Where can they connect with you?
Yeah, you can go over to damiankrista.com. That's probably the best way to connect with us and learn a little bit more about what we do. And that's brand and website design. And over there, we also share, you know, various marketing tips as well. You know, Krista is the designer of the two of us, as you guys know. And so a lot of the content I create is more about, like, you know, what comes after you launch a brand or a website? You know, how do you get eyeballs on your stuff?
Perfect. Thanks so much for joining us, Davey.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you all.
So why does declaring a position help the learners?
Well, it actually affirms the purchase, which is great because it's painful to give refunds. It makes you question everything. You get a pit in your stomach. And even if you have the tightest refund policy, it sucks when people want a refund on your course. But guess what? Having a very clear, definable position will actually minimize some of this. It will affirm the purchase to the learner because they know what the end result is because they bought into it. And if they didn't agree with how you got there, they wouldn't ever be there in the first place. I'm going to use our example here at Little Z's. We teach there are 4 sleep training methods, but I really am declaring that one of them is the best way for the baby sleep training course. And at checkout, when you go to purchase, and in all of my content, I am educating you on the fact that your child will cry. I'm not using the extinction method. However, your child will still cry. That's my position and that's my statement. And we even have this so ingrained in our messaging that when you go to checkout, you are reminded again that your baby will cry. And so this helps us really radically reduce our refunds because people are very aware of what they're getting into because they align with my position as well.
The worst thing is to get a refund that says, I really wanted my kid to sleep all night, but I disagree with how you're going about it.
Right. And to me, that we actually used to get many of those requests. And we quickly realized, this was when we really started selling online courses, that we needed to do a whole lot more education to build up to that because the learner was almost surprised when they got in the course to find out, like, wait, what? This is the method you're teaching? And so this really sharpened our skills of learning how to present our position online.
So declaring a position affirms the purchase, but it also prevents learning fatigue. Learning fatigue is the enemy of teaching. The second your learner gets tired or bored or frustrated learning from you, they're out. And it's really hard to recover and convince them to stick with it. So when you declare a position, it prevents learning fatigue because the learner doesn't just get excited about the end result, the outcome of who they're going to become, but they actually get really excited about the process to get there. This is winning. You want the learner to always feel like they're getting a win and that they're experiencing a win in the learning journey, and you want to always keep them excited about what it is that they're learning. A great example of this is if I were to do an online course on how to grow a garden in my backyard. Maybe there's a lot of reasons. Maybe I read some medical articles that said, if I grow my own organic vegetables, it will prevent my allergies from flaring up like they always do. For whatever reason. So if I were to teach an online course on how to grow a garden in my backyard, you can do it with chemicals and fertilizer. You can dump the Miracle-Gro on it and it'll grow quick. I don't know if you could actually dump Miracle-Gro on vegetables. So
I just we're not gardeners,
I'm not
clearly.
Gardeners, but case in point, there are specialized products that will grow those tomatoes nice and big and juicier than they would if you didn't, things like that, right? But if your position is to not just grow the garden, which is the outcome, but if your position is to grow an organic, sustainable, chemical-free produce, then your learner is not just excited about getting that produce that you're growing, but they're excited about the process of doing it in a way that they agree with. And that helps them win and be excited to learn.
And you know what? It's almost a sneak peek into forming your tribe, like Seth Godin's book, Tribe, and Pat Flynn's book, Superfans. You're building a community of people who also agree with you, which is just so incredibly powerful to your brand when you can form a community of people who also agree with your position. It's a complete other form of marketing your course, but it is definitely something that is such a benefit when you show up to teach online and you declare a position.
Another way that this benefits the learner is that they can self-assess their progress. When you don't just know where you're going, which is your learning outcome, but you also know how you're going to get there, you can better measure your progress and know where you are in your success journey. An example I like to use is if you're going on a road trip, if your goal is to get to your destination as quick as possible, then you're tracking your route. You're constantly looking at your maps or your GPS. You're constantly seeing how much time do I have left to get there? Is there any traffic? Am I making good progress? If you are going on a road trip and you don't care when you get there, then you're not going to care what roads you take. You're not even going to care what day it is. Mm-hmm. You're just enjoying the ride. That's your outcome. And so being able to track progress and to know where you are in the learning journey and seeing the wins as they come and measuring those wins, that's only possible if you declare a position, you declare your outcome, and your learner can track where they're going.
There are three key takeaways and action steps that we want to share with you all that really wrap all of this into a way that you can take it and go implement it right now, today. The first action step is to design a course that prescribes one path of success. This will give your learner something to follow very, very clearly, and they can implement it successfully. And you're declaring your position all along the way. An example is I saw an ad the other day for a language learning app. And immediately the app started knocking other ways of learning languages. They talked about how other apps and other methods, they are bad because they teach memorization. But this app wants to teach you conversation. And that is how you're going to learn a language. That is so clear. And I know when I see that, that their path of success, when they've declared that we were going to teach you conversational language, it's very clear that they're prescribing, this is our pathway to success. And this is going to help the learner follow and implement to the success path.
The second action step is don't be afraid to declare a position that may be provocative. Now, this doesn't mean to try to go viral and cute just to gain attention, but don't be afraid of holding a position that people might disagree with or argue with. Case in point, Dave Ramsey. What is Dave Ramsey known for? He's known for cutting up the
credit cards.
There are many people that love credit cards. They love getting the points and the travel perks out of it. They prefer to manage their finances with credit cards. But if you are a Dave Ramsey fan, you hate the credit card. It is a provocative stance. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't shy away from that. He doubles down in it and it works.
Yes, absolutely. And this has distinguished him. As we talked with Davey, this has helped distinguish him and set him apart because he has declared his position. The final action step is that when you declare your position, it needs to solve a problem. Here is the reason that we want you to teach well online is to make more money. You have a business, you need to earn income for your family, for your life, for your team, all of the above. If your position does not solve a problem, it's not going to go anywhere. But if your position solves a problem, then this is going to ensure that your course is profitable. Let's look at the example of the gardening, right? People want to have a thriving garden, but they don't want to use Miracle-Gro. Well, guess what? They're going to find your course on organic composting. You've solved the problem. They were looking for someone to teach them how to do organic composting. You've declared your position that this is the best way to garden, and they agree with you. And so guess what? Your course is such an easy buy because they agree with your declarative statement. We hope that this has really helped you understand the insights into when you come out strong with a declarative position in your brand and in your content, whether that's a blog, a YouTube, or a podcast. This will continue to carry over into your course, which becomes more profitable because people know you by the position that you have declared.
Don't forget, if you weren't able to take notes today or you want to stay on track of each podcast episode in this series, A to Z, How to Teach Well Online, go check out our free podcast cheat sheet at teachwellonline.com/A2Z or check the show notes for the link.
We're so glad you guys were here with us today. Thank you for continuing to join us as we're growing right now this thought and this concept of you can make more money when you teach well online. Next week, we'll be back with letter E, so stay tuned.
And remember, everyone can teach well online
if they know how.